My guest today on the School Report is Garraway Superintendent Dr. Jim Millay. Dr. Millay, thanks so much for spending some time with us.
Oh, as always, thank you for having me.
So the school year is well underway, back from Thanksgiving break, Christmas break straight ahead. Talk a little bit about some updates. What's been going on so far this school year at Garraway?
Oh, boy. Yeah, so we're almost halfway through the school year, and it has been very busy. These past 2 months, we've been obviously focusing on teaching and learning and testing, and we've had a lot of that. But we also want our students to know that you're never too busy to help others. So I can share some highlights with you over the last 2 months during this holiday season, some things that we've been doing. In November, our elementary students and staff hosted a Hurricane Helene supply drive. So the entire school community came together to collect much needed supplies. And then our student council members worked really hard to load the donations. And we actually had those delivered to North Carolina by one of our teachers. And he volunteered his time down there to not only unload the supplies and share those, but to assist with the hurricane cleanup. So we're really proud of all the students and staff that were involved with that. And then we headed into the Thanksgiving season. We had middle school students that were making blankets and puzzle books, which they donated to local nursing homes. We had high school students baking and cooking and gathering food supplies, side dishes to provide Thanksgiving meals and to support the Friends of the Homeless in Tuscarora County. And we also had our High School National Honor Society packing Thanksgiving boxes to create full Thanksgiving meals that would support families in our community. And that one was a full community effort. We're really proud of New Point Church, Dutch Valley, and Provia that came alongside our students and helped provide some of the provisions and support to create those amazing meals. So now we're transitioning to the Christmas holiday season. And like I said, in between all the teaching, testing, learning, all those things we have going on, our students are still out there really active in supporting our community. We have our Interact Club, which is a branch of Rotary International, helping to build and provide decorations at a local nursing home. They recently were out doing that. We have our senior students from the high school building displays at Walnut Hills Nursing Home for their Winter Wonderland. And the Winter Wonderland is something that's open to the public and will run through January 4th. But not to be outdone, our elementary students, they're working really hard right now to raise money and partner with local churches to provide for families that need assistance this holiday season. And the student council groups, along with their classmates, are doing a canned food drive and collecting hats and gloves, which they will provide to the homeless shelter. So after all that hard work is done, we have a group of students from Garraway that are going up to Cleveland on December 17th to watch the Christmas Carol, which I think is perfectly appropriate for all of those things that I just shared with you, because I'm sure it's going to underscore the lesson of giving that they clearly know. So I'm really proud of our staff. I'm proud of our students and our community that has done all of that the past couple of months to give back to the community. Now we're looking forward to the next couple of weeks as we roll into the full Christmas season.
So what is ahead for Garraway? What should parents be looking for? What do parents need to mark on the calendars coming up?
Yeah, so parents, grandparents, family members, this is a really exciting time of year, and it's going to start with our high school choir concert. And then on December 14th, we will have our elementary Christmas concert, and we will conclude just before break, December 17th, with our band concert. So a lot of the performing arts get to show off what they've been working and practicing on all year, and it's a great time to celebrate and enjoy.
All right. Well, it sounds like there's lots of stuff going on. And what is the best way for everyone to keep up with what is going on at Garraway, or if they have questions? How can people get in touch with either you or get in touch with the district?
I would say the best way is our website. So that's garraway.org, and that has all of our contacts. It also has all of the calendar items, the updates of things that are going on here at Garraway, and it can connect you if you prefer social media. Of course, we're on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, putting our highlights out there and sharing information. But if you go to the website at garraway.org, you'll find the connections to all of those.
All right, awesome. Well, Dr. Millay, thanks for spending a couple of minutes with us.
Thank you.
My guest today on the School Report was Dr. Jim Millay from Garraway Schools on WKLM.